Australian courts are increasingly dealing with copyright piracy of photographs. Professional photographers are going to court to seek damages for the illegal use of their work. There are thousands of websites displaying images illegally, including social media sites like Facebook, where companies and even ordinary individuals risk being sued. Anne Barker reports.
Sheila Smart is a professional photographer on Sydney's northern beaches. She shoots everything from street art and nature to portraits, even surfers. But against her will, she's unwittingly helped others make an income too, all at her own expense.
My images are infringed on a daily basis.
Some of Sheila Smart's most popular shots have been downloaded from her own website and others, then uploaded illegally to commercial websites around the world, without a cent in copyright fees paid to her. Online image search engines like Google or TinEye increasingly enable photographers to track who's stealing their photos. A quick look online shows one of Sheila Smart's images of a woman in a hijab has been published without permission on hundreds of websites around the world, from Arab blog sites to Facebook pages to Pinterest.
It's never been a commercial use, so I've never pursued it because there's really no point.
Where a photo is used commercially, Sheila Smart demands it be taken down or a fee paid. If not, she goes to court.
And even though I had my watermark right across the bottom of the image, they said that they didn't realise it was copyrighted.
And now, for the first time, Sheila Smart has taken action in Australia over a photo of a surfer on DY Beach. She's alleged the Sydney company Perilou illegally downloaded the shot and used it to advertise on its website, Travellers Autobahn. The company won't talk to the ABC, but it's agreed to settle out of court before a decision is handed down. Copyright lawyer Peter Knight says, like the music and entertainment industries, photographers are taking action against online pirates.
We have to go through the same process that the copyright owners in the Dallas Buyers Club have to go through of educating people not to take things to which they're not entitled.
Photo piracy has soared worldwide, including in Australia. Since last year, around 20 cases have gone before the Federal Circuit Court, alleging copyright infringement by Australian companies. In one landmark case, a Melbourne travel agent, Serpil 7, was ordered to pay $23,000 in damages and costs for the use of one image of a sailing boat on Waikiki Beach, taken by Hawaiian photographer Vincent Khoury-Tyler.
And then you see someone commercially using your photography for their own benefit, you know, without anything to us, and that's kind of a shock.
Mr. Tyler is constantly labelled a copyright troll or an extortionist because of the number of times he's sued in Australia and the US. But like other photographers, he's determined that businesses that use his photos for commercial gain must pay for the privilege.
Anne Barker reporting.